We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 23, which is entitled Maharaj Prithu's Going Back Home. Text number 16. Kamiyakashe Dravam Toye
Kamiyakashe Dravam Toye
Yatastanam Vibhagasya
Yatastanam Vibhagasya
Shitim ambasi kattejasi
Shitim ambasi kattejasi
Ado vayo namasi amum
Ado vayo namasi amum.
In this way, according to the different positions of the various parts of the body, Prithu Maharaj merged the walls of his senses with the sky. His bodily liquids, such as blood and various secretions, with the totality of water. And he merged earth with water, then water with fire, fire with air, air with sky, and so on. Please repeat.
In this way,
according to the different positions
of the various parts of the body,
Prithu Maharaj merged the walls of his senses
with the sky.
His bodily liquids, such as blood and various secretions, with the totality of water, and emerged earth with water, then water with fire,
fire with air,
air with sky,
and so on.
In this verse, two words are very important. Yatastanam vibhagasa. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd canto, 5th chapter, Lord Brahma explained, one step after another, the proper divisions of the senses, the controller of the senses, the objects of the senses, and the material elements. And he also explained how they are created one after another. The air from the sky, the fire from the air, the water from the fire, the earth from the water, etc. It is important to know thoroughly the process of creation as it applies in this cosmic manifestation. Similarly, this body is also created according to the same process by the Supreme Lord. The personality of Godhead, after entering the universe, creates the cosmic manifestation one after another. Similarly, the living entity, after entering a womb of a mother, also collects his gross and subtle bodies, taking ingredients from the totality of sky, air, fire, water and earth. The words yatastanam vibhagasa indicate that one should know the process of creation and should meditate upon the creative process inversely, and thus become free from material contamination. Om Agantam Vasyam Shakshurimantam Yatasmat Shukurimimaha Om Sivaya Krishna Santalekshin Prasatkari Yatrasantamani Om Sivaya Krishna Santalekshin Bhakti Vakti Santanam Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gora Vandita Sama Nirvishesha Sundaram Pasitya Vizatani.
So when I read this verse, I had to swallow a few times because I considered it very difficult to speak on this. And so then I took some advice from Yadananda Swami. So he gave me some verses, and then I had also a discussion with Radhika Ramaprabhu, who put me on track. Because this topic of the creation, I always left it on the shelf. I never really dove into it so much, although it takes important part of the scriptures, and Srila Prabhupada also as mentions it here. It is important to know the process of creation as it applies in this cosmic manifestation, because the understanding of the process of creation helps us to understand that we are not this body. And this is one of the main misunderstandings we have, that this ahankara, this deep anchor of believing that we are this body and all the subtleties related to that thinking. So here we see that Maharaj Prithu is unwinding it. That's why it says in the last sentence, the words yatastanam divagasa indicate that one should know the process of creation and should meditate upon the creative process inversely and become free from material contamination. So in this way we can unwind our involvement in this material world and become free from the bodily concept of life, become free from that direct, deep misconception. So Srila Prabhupada refers for better understanding to the second canto of the fifth chapter. And in that chapter, Narada Muni, he is speaking to Lord Brahma, he is basically inquiring about the truth of the individual soul and the truth of the super soul. And he also wants to know he's not just asking one question, he's asking a number of questions. And then later Lord Brahma explains, he wants to know what are the symptoms of this world, what is the background, what is the creation, who is ultimately the controller? Because with that question he also indicates that it seems that Lord Brahma is the controller. And for many people it looks like that, because it looks like he is the creator. So, because he is in fact creating. So he's asking, what is your real position? Are you the creator? Are you like a spider who creates his own web independently? Or are you depending on somebody else? Is there somebody more powerful? So all these questions he asked, and then Lord Brahma, he was very happy that he could explain his position, which is the real sign of a devotee. A devotee is always happy to explain that he is not the doer, but that in fact gives him an opportunity to put the accent where it belongs, to explain that the cause of all this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he was happy with these questions. And he explained that he creates after the Lord's creation. And that the invincible potency of the Lord makes the less intelligent think that I, Lord Brahma, am the Supreme Controller. He explains that the nescience, the third energy of the Lord, is bewildering people who think of in the terms of I and mine. And then he's explaining about the five basic elements: earth, water, fire, air and sky, and the interaction of these elementary ingredients of creation, and the nature of the individual living beings are all different parts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that all the different types of meditation and austerities which are done by the living entities are means for realizing Lord Narayana. So he says, inspired by him, I discover what is already created by him. And I also am created by him. So these five elements, they start with ether. And with ether goes sound. It is also explained that from sound we can create anything. Or we can undo, with sound we can undo anything. Of course we know the potency of the chanting of Hare Krishna. Is a sound vibration. If we do it with the right hearing, it is very powerful. It's already a complete process by itself. So the sound stands for ether, and then from ether comes air, and then from air comes fire, and then from fire comes water, and then from water comes earth. So these are this is a process from most subtle to most gross, and each time there are also an increase of qualities there. And like with ether goes sound, and with air goes touch, goes, and with from air comes fire, and fire as a form. So we have with fire, you have sound, touch, and form.
Sight.
And so then from fire comes then water, and water also has the previous quality, and it also has taste on top of the other qualities. And then with earth has all the previous qualities, and there is also smell. So that goes along with that. So this qualities, the further explanation for the creation is that how it comes from pradana, which are technical terms. Pradana is the unmanifested state of material nature that is called pradana. And how it goes from pradana to prakriti, the creation is with the interference of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the modes of material nature. They are interacting there, which shows that Supreme Personality of Godhead is the key element in everything. Because the pradana can be there, but there is no real interaction or no real action. It is there as a latent energy which starts to manifest with the touch, with the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the interactions of the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. So this is a very vast topic, a very vast knowledge, which is not easy to, you know, to condense into a presentation of the class for now, but we can see that that Maharaj Prithu, he immersed the holes of his senses with the skies, with the sky. His bodily liquids, such as blood and various secretions, with the totality of water, and merge earth with water. So he does the reverse process, and normally we go from more subtle to more gross, from, and he reverses it. He unwinds the elements of the body. In other place also it's stated that by spiritual elevation, by the process of Krishna consciousness, we are doing actually the same. We are already unwinding while being in this body. We are already. And just like the example of the coconut, when it is still green, it is completely connected, completely attached, one can say. But by drying, it disconnects itself from the husk, or how you call it?
Shell.
From the shell, yeah. Coconut and the shell, they become disconnected. So, in a similar way, in the process of Krishna consciousness, a pure devotee also is not anymore under these modes of material nature. he disconnects himself from it. He makes himself free, and his connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very, very real as it is. There is direct connection, and by making the direct connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the spiritual master, he makes himself loose from these elements which are binding him, which are tying him to the earth, like a tent is tied down. Even if there is a wind, it's still. So, but we are tied down with all these material elements. We are tied down to the world, and we are not free. But we can become free. Although it externally, for others, people, it might seem that we are also tied down. But we can become free through the process of Krishna consciousness. Just like the coconut, externally it looks the same. The one which is loose, you have to shake it to know it. So, in the process of Krishna consciousness also, we can become free from the influence of material nature, from these material elements. It is described here, Maharaj Prithu's going back home to Godhead. He's doing this at the last moment of his life, so that he can leave his body at his own time, at his own choice. And as Radhika Ramana, who explained the other day, and happily is happy to leave the body to go back home, back to Godhead. So, but the process of Krishna consciousness is for Kali Yuga, that process which is the best preparation to achieve the same. And there is also that part of mercy that of the Lord, that even if he cannot completely free the coconut from the shell within, you know, our present lifetime, but at least if we endeavor in that direction, if we do our upper best, although still having some conditioned nature, then the Lord will make up for that difference at the moment of death. Shri Ram Gopinath ki jai. So I wanted to a few texts. I have too many texts to read, but I wanted to read a few related to this topic. The unmanifested state of material nature, pradana, is being explained. The Lord says that when the unmanifested material nature is agitated by the glands of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it begins to manifest itself in different ways. Before this agitation, it remains in the neutral state, without interaction by the three modes of material nature. In other words, material nature cannot produce any variety of manifestations without the contact of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, a very suitable example is given in this connection. Although the nipples on a goat's neck appear to be breast nipples, they do not give milk. Similarly, material nature appears to the material scientists to act and react in a wonderful manner. But in reality, it cannot act without the agitator, time,
who is the representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When time agitates the neutral states of material nature begins to produce varieties of manifestations. Ultimately, it is said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of creation. As a woman cannot produce children unless impregnated by a man, material nature cannot produce or manifest anything unless it is impregnated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of the time factor. Another statement in relation to hearing. But simply by hearing, Arjuna became a spiritualized Krishna conscious person. Hearing is very important, and that hearing is produced from the sky. By hearing only can we make proper use of that which already exists. The principle of hearing to properly utilize preconceived materials is applicable to spiritual paraphernalia as well. We must hear from the proper spiritual source. Another statement from the Lord, that the Lord is impregnating the material nature. What the Lord says, the total material substance called Brahman is the source of birth, and it is that Brahman that I impregnate, making possible the births of all living beings, O Son of Bharat. This is from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, verse 4. This is an explanation of the world. Everything that takes place is due to the combination of kshetra and kshetragya, the body and the spirit soul. This combination of material nature and the living entity is made possible by the Supreme God Himself. The Mahatattva is the total cause of the total cosmic manifestation. And that total substance of the material cause, in which there are three modes of nature, is sometimes called Brahman. The Supreme Personality impregnates that total substance, and thus innumerable universes become possible. This total material substance, the Mahatattva, is described as Brahman in the Vedic literature. And then a further explanation, that material nature is not the cause of the creation of the living entities. The scorpion lays its eggs in piles of rice, and sometimes it is said that the scorpion is born out of rice. But the rice is not the cause of the scorpion. Actually, the eggs were laid by the mother. Similarly, material nature is not the cause of the birth of the living entities. The seed is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they only seem to come out as products of material nature. Thus, every living entity, according to his past activities, has a different body, created by this material nature, so that the entity can enjoy or suffer according to his past deeds. The Lord is the cause of all manifestations of living entities in this material world. And then some explanation, who is the real enjoyer? The origin of false ego. The living being is practically This is from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, fifth chapter, the chapter where Srila Prabhupada is referring to. The living being is practically the dominating factor over the material elements as the enjoyer, though the background is the Supreme Lord. Factually, save and except the Lord, no one can be called the enjoyer. But a living entity falsely desires to become the enjoyer. This is the origin of false ego. So this is how false ego is cultivated, is created. When the bewildered living being desires this, the shadow elements are generated by the will of the Lord, and the living entities are allowed to run after them as after a phantasmagoria. So the Lord is giving us the possibility to be in illusion if you want so, but reality is still different. So it's a real illusion, it's real temporary, and it's not real. So I will stop here, maybe some comments. Not too many questions.
You spoke about the power of sound, and you refer to the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So, if you want to achieve things in devotional service, you could just do it by chanting Hare Krishna. And build and desire.
Mm-hmm. You mean to say we should only chant Hare Krishna?
Just a question. Is it the main basis? Is this what Srila Prabhupada meant by purity is the fruit?
It's the sound vibration of the Lord's holy name is complete and perfect. And the only thing is that we are not able to do it, you know, purely 24 hours a day, otherwise we could do. That's why there is a whole process of Krishna consciousness, a process of every day, which is so much intelligently built that, you know, it cultivates our Krishna consciousness and it prepares us for chanting better and it's a whole process which helps us to think and remember 24 hours a day of the Lord. That's ultimately the goal, and that's the best preparation to get rid of this influence of material nature has on us, and to undo our false ego, because obviously the false ego has a very strong influence on our consciousness, and it's a big break on our spiritual advancement. So it's not an easy thing to undo, but the process of Krishna consciousness and the chanting of the holy name as the climax of that process is undermining the false ego and is gradually breaking it down to crumbles. So it's a very powerful process. And it's the process of this age. It's what others yogis would have to work on for lifetimes or thousands of years. We can, you know, achieve within a lifetime. So this is the solution. Sri Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.